Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
We're coming to you live from Wetherby Racecourse. They're lining up along the final furlong here, a colourful array of the very finest the country has to offer. The bookie's favourite there, looking lean, fit, and ready for the race. Here we go, and they're off. Gunnosaurus takes an early lead by a neck length, followed closely by Cherry Bear of AFC Bournemouth, with Filbert Fox in third. Oh, and Fred the Red has collided with Monty Magpie, surely blowing the mascot Gold Cup wide open. And Hammerhead is coming up on the outside. He moves into second. Gunnosaurus lead becoming shorter by the moment. Harry the Hornet going head-to-head with Filbert Fox and Cherry Bear in third. Moonchester back in fifth. And here comes the White Knight of Ashwood City. He moves into third place. Gunnosaurus is looking tired. The White Knight has passed Hammerhead. He's closing in on Gunnosaurus in these final few yards. It's the White Knight. The Ashwood City White Knight is in front. He's going to win it. Here he comes. And oh my goodness! A spectator has thrown themselves in front of the Ashwood City White Knight. They both look hurt. What a terrible mess. Gunnosaurus takes the mascot Gold Cup. Hammerhead comes in second. Harry the Hornet in third. Goodness me. It seems that a protester has intercepted the Ashwood City White Knight, who looks to be okay here. The protester there, Nolan out, ridden on his back, lying still, lifeless on the turf. Not a pretty sight. Not a pretty sight at all. The Kent Club are in turmoil, and today's proceedings don't offer any relief for Ashwood City. Gunnosaurus here, just coming to monitor the health of the protester. Checking his pulse. It's a thumbs up from Gunnosaurus. He's okay.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter Season 2 of The Offensive.
Final 20 minutes against Brentford that saw Ashwood City eliminated from the FA Cup. Do you feel now that that big red button under Patrick Nolan's desk needs to be pressed?
Oh, shut up.
With the defeat in the FA Cup to Championship side Brentford, Ashwood City return to Premier League action as they host Crystal Palace this weekend. Chief Executive Patrick Nolan, however, has the middle of the week to deal with staff matters.
Eddie Van Smith has had a shocker. And he's basically hanging on because of a decent Europa League campaign. OK, you and I know that. And he's got an OK style for... But is that style going to win them enough games to keep them in the league, Billy?
No, it's not.
Then surely Van Smit must go.
Right. Why is he still there? And the reason is, Eric Van Smit is actually Patrick Nolan's man. OK? Unlike the others, he's given him money to spend. OK? But it hasn't worked. Now, what Nolan has to decide is how long can this game of chicken last for? Everybody else at that bottom end of the table has blinked. They've swallowed the cost and they've got a new manager in.
Not Norwich, not Villa.
Well, Norwich are gone and they'll probably be back in a couple of seasons. So, you know, see you in a bit, Norwich. But Villa are exactly the kind of side that Ashwood have got to keep in their sights.
So Nolan has spent the money, but now he's got to wait for the dividends to come rolling in. But will it be too late? Get in touch. Let us know. Speaking of money, Napoli forward Cristiano Cufo now refusing to play for the Italian giants. There's talk of a move. Billy, will it happen?
Yes, a tricky one. From what I understand, Peter, Chelsea have wanted him for a couple of seasons. The lifting of the transfer ban this January has changed everything. He may go. Bayern are ready to spend big on him, okay? Then, of course, it's Real Madrid. He was linked with them before he was
with the greatest respect to Frank Lampard, Billy, could he handle Cristiano Cufo?
No, not at all. Cristiano Cufo is basically a social media account that happens to be an absolutely world-class footballer. He's had problems everywhere he's been, okay? He's had problems in the Ghana national team, and they just let him do what he wants now. And he's only 22. So steer clear, okay? It'll cost you the best part of 50 mil, and it'll be nothing but...
Yeah, Alex, I'm a bit busy at the moment, okay? Unless you're going into labour, I'm going to have to call you back.
Well, I'm only 21 weeks, so no. And as if I'd want you at the birth.
Okay, well, that's good, because I hate hospitals. And blood. And I'm not that keen on life-changing euphoria, to be honest.
Well, I'll write you out my birth plan then, shall I?
Ooh, I wouldn't mind an epidural for my back.
Can I get on with the entire fucking reason for this call?
Yeah, get to the point, Alex, okay? I'm busy. ASG have hired Hutch's replacement. I've got a to-do list as long as Liverpool's unbeaten
run. It's just a quick one. A message from a local business.
No. I'm not doing any local business ads, right? They can fuck off and sponsor the local rugby team.
Patrick, come on.
No, I'm serious, okay? I will pull my drones out of Iran and fire them on Ashwood High Street if I hear one more word from a poxy local
business.
Well,
I don't know what they sponsor, to be honest. I never fucking heard of them.
What are they called?
Shores.
Shores. Nope, not a clue. Okay, bye now.
Wait. They said, if Wayne goes, they're going to pull sponsorship.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Correct.
Who the fuck is Wayne?
Well, I was hoping you'd tell me.
Wayne. No, I don't know anybody called Wayne.
That's because you're privately educated?
I'll ask around. Thanks, Alex.
It's been a pleasure.
Wayne. Yeah, Christine, could you give Wayne a call and put him through, please?
Wayne who?
Just Wayne. You know, Wayne.
No. Is that a staff member?
Wayne is... You know, the funny thing about Wayne is he's...
Is it a player?
Oh, fuck, yeah, he might be a player. Okay.
Patrick? Patrick, you there? Patrick?
Woody? Woody, you in your office? I'm opening the door. I've knocked, so I'm not being impolite. That's it. If I see anything gross, it's your fault. Oh, where is he? TV is still on. Morning pizza is still warm. Something has happened here.
Mr. Nolan?
Yeah, not now, Kevin. I'm busy.
Just a quick one. Do you know who Wayne is?
What? No, I don't bloody know. Why?
The HR department has had a complaint from
him. What the fuck is going on? Okay, wait here. I'm going to go speak to Jess. Oh, bloody hell. Sake, it's too early. Jess, you in your office? Okay, I'm opening the door. I've knocked, so I'm not being impolite. That's it. If I see anything gross, it's your fault. iPad is still on. Irish coffee is still warm. Something has happened here.
Get out of my office, you pervert.
I'm not being a pervert, okay? I'm your boss. I can go in your office.
No MBEs allowed. Seriously, fuck off. I'm really busy. Dwight Hayes, though. ASG's just hired him. Operations director. Looks like you've got yourself a new boss.
Yeah, I know that. Thanks. I know what's in that coffee, too.
Ugh, leave me alone. It's Monday.
It's Wednesday. But yes, I'm more than happy to leave you alone. I just need an answer to a question.
Who's Wayne?
What? How did you know that?
because I'm getting flak too.
Oh, how bad is the flak?
Not Caroline level.
What does that mean?
It means I've got a lamp on my desk and I'm not afraid to use it.
You are such a warm, tolerant person, Jess. Have I ever told you that?
Yeah, in opposite land.
Yes, opposite land, where Ashwood are in the top four and Man City are still being kept afloat by Joe Royal.
You are so moody these days.
What? I'm on top of the world.
Bottom of the league, but top of the world. Interesting.
We are not bottom.
What are you doing in my office?
Who is he?
Wayne?
Yes.
Who is Wayne?
Yes, who the fuck is Wayne? Tell me.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But he's fucked off. Everyone is fucked off. And if he's fucked off, I'm fucked off.
Fucked off? About what?
Get out of my office, you pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
I wasn't talking to you.
It's not your office.
It used to be.
Yes, I know. I had it sterilised by the cleaning team and exercised by a local priest.
Ah, good move. Place looks good. Smells kind of chemically, though.
No, it doesn't.
That's her coffee.
Ah, of course.
Get off.
I want a sip.
Get your own.
Hey, you.
What?
Wayne's pretty pissed off, you know. What's going on?
Oh, God. Wait, you know who Wayne is. Who the fuck is he?
Oh, God, you're moody.
He's actually on top of the world.
Yeah, I am. Who is Wayne? Come on.
Oh, Wayne? Ah, he's a good lad, is Wayne.
Who is he, Woody?
Not a fucking clue, but he's pissed off.
Why?
Sorry. Hello? Erica, we're not hiring right now, but if we want to hire you back, I'll call you. Oh, I thought we'd fired you. Right, okay, so never mind. What's up?
What's going on, Woody?
My fault. My bad. Right, hold my hands up.
Woody, what is it?
I gave Nakatomi the number 44.
Yeah, and?
It was Wayne's number. Now he's devastated, apparently, but I mean, who the fuck cares?
Well, apparently loads of fucking people.
Who?
Loads!
But who exactly?
Yeah, right,
seriously, who cares about this?
Sponsors.
Oh, I see why you care now.
It's not about the money, okay? It's about my good name being dragged through the shit by Wayne.
Oh, so it's not about money, it's about personal pride.
Look, we'll just go down to the youth games, all right? Show face. Say sorry and give them a different number.
Oh, what? Now I've got to watch a fucking youth game.
Hey, there's some exciting talent in that youth academy.
There better fucking not be. If they're exciting, they're for sale.
It'll mean a lot to Wayne if you're there too, big man, all right? Show's commitment.
Oh, but you're the sporting director. You sit on the board. You've been headhunted by Man United and Liverpool.
Aye, but you're an MBE, eh? It's pretty fancy stuff, that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? If you want to give him a dirty trumpet, you can go and do it in your own office.
Oh, Jess, that's disgusting. You're horrific, you.
What? Wait, what's a dirty trumpet?
Doesn't matter.
Off you go. Go and have fun.
You're disgraceful. Really disgraceful. It's tasteless, that.
So, what's a dirty trumpet?
Oh, Woody's about to show you.
Right, I'll Google it.
Don't.
Yeah, Google it. Connect it to the office Chromecast. Put it on the big screen.
Right, enough. We're leaving.
Okay, what is it, though? Is this one of those things I don't get because I went to private school?
Oh, I would have thought they would have been pretty popular there.
No. Come on. Away from this disgusting pervert.
Good meeting, guys.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Chief Executive Patrick Nolan and Sporting Director Chris Woody Woodall are at the Ashwood Youth Training and Development Park on the outskirts of Ashwood to track down the elusive Wayne.
Right, just spoken to Shitewell.
Yeah, and?
There's nobody called Wayne.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Nope.
Then what the fuck is going on?
Dunno. Let's have a look at my phone.
Well, I would say let's leave, but I think my arse is frozen to the seat. What are you doing?
Just looking at the first team squad.
Why?
In case I miss someone called Wayne.
Woody, it really concerns me that the guy I hired to run football operations at this club is looking at my squad on Wikipedia.
Nope, not there. Not at all.
Oh. Fucking hell. Okay, I know. I can make a call.
Take the gloves off.
No.
Take them off and you'll actually be able to make the call.
I can handle it. See? Easy.
Hello?
Theo, hi, it's me.
Patrick, I'm having an Indian at the moment. Can I call you back?
What are you having?
I bet you a fucking million quid it's a korma.
A korma with vegetable rice?
Sounds lovely, pal.
Owe me a million quid. Shut up. Hey, Theo, I won't be long. Okay, what does the name Wayne mean to you?
Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne who?
Do you know anybody on our books called Wayne? Claims he used to be the number 44.
Number 44? Nakatomi's new number?
Yeah, 44. Two fat ladies.
Two fat ladies is 88.
Oh, what's 44? One fat lady.
Why would it be one fat lady?
It's half of 88.
No, it's not one fat lady.
Droopy
not...
draws.
Sorry?
44 is droopy
I
draws.
I don't care. I don't play bingo. Look, do you know of a Wayne or not, Theo?
I can't say I've heard of anyone we have called Wayne, no.
Shit. All right, thanks.
Well, hold on. Surely, if a player's going to make a complaint, he'd go to the chief player liaison officer, not HR and a sponsor.
Yeah, good point, Woodall.
Oh, yeah.
So, why's that happened, Theo?
I don't know. Do you think Wayne doesn't trust me?
All right, no need to cry into your corner, pal. Just making a point.
Let me make some calls.
Oh, this is such a colossal waste of time.
You're right, pal.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just, you know, you're all ticker and that.
Yeah, Woody, I'm on top of the world, mate. Remember that? Wish this miserable fucker was as well.
Miserable fucker?
This Wayne, whiny Wayne, whinging Wayne, twat.
Morale is important, pal. You've got to keep the little ones happy.
Yeah, but no one knows who he fucking is,
well,
Woody.
Get this guy, pal. Trust me. Let me go and ask one of the development coaches, all right? Give us 2 secs. Tell me who Wayne is! Fucking tell me, you lying piece of shite!
I don't know!
I don't fucking believe you!
Any luck?
Nah, coach is gonna ask around.
Ah, okay.
Hey, shall we go?
Where?
Pub? Lots of Waynes in a pub, I should think.
Oh, God, this is really fucking me off now.
What was it?
Sponsor, asking questions about Wayne.
Who the fuck is this guy? God, he must have one hell of an agent.
Hang on, that's a point. Why haven't we heard from an agent at all?
Usually you never stop, you know.
Exactly. If this Wayne is that influential, where's his agent?
I got an idea. Hang on.
What are you doing?
I'm just sending a wee email. Hang on. 6.
God, how are you typing? My fingers are frozen. You've sent it to me.
I've sent it to everybody.
What, everybody at the entire club?
Hey.
Oh, great. Let's waste more resources on Wayne.
Read it, pal.
Dear all, the board suite will be unavailable tomorrow as a meeting is being held between Patrick, myself and Wayne to discuss the number 44 shirt. Many thanks.
Me? Not bad.
You genius! I don't know, I think I'd be like, maybe a general or a commander, you know, I'd imagine. Mm. Not safe from danger as such, but definitely in some sort of, management capacity.
Aye, yeah.
But I'd fire missiles and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, sort of seeking out Iranian oil fields, military targets, bang, bang.
Yeah, you're right, that is very you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what would you be in the war?
Foot soldier, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always had dreams of being a medic.
Ah, really?
Aye, just fucking sprinting through bombs and gunfire to give someone a new leg or chop their arm off or something, you know.
Yeah, is this war going to be like that, though?
What do you mean?
Well, I think this is more armchair-based.
Yeah, you may be right. Speaking of, these chairs are absolutely lovely. It really grabs your ass cheeks, and not in like a gropey way,
yeah,
you know?
Good, aren't they? $2,000 each.
Worth every penny.
Aren't they just?
There's a guy. Sit outside.
Where?
Other side of the glass, look.
Do you think that's him?
God, he looks like he's first team. He's not a youth player, is he?
Come off it.
Look, he's got a full beard.
God, he looks about 30.
Fuck, quick, send him in before he brings in an agent with him, or even worse, someone from the PFA.
Wayne?
Yeah, that's me, mate.
Lovely, come on in, Wayne. It's, you know Woody?
yeah, can't, are you what?
Wayne-o! Wayne Wonder! How you doing, pal?
Yeah, you're not too bad.
Fab. Bloody fab. Means world.
Yeah, sure.
So, Woody, perhaps you would like to say a few words.
Right, yeah, that squad number thing, it's totally my fault, right, hands up. In truth, I forgot that you were number 44, you know, it completely fucking, you know, slipped my mind. I should have rectified it sooner, and for that, I'm genuinely sorry, pal, right.
Well, thanks, you know, I appreciate that.
Can we give you the number 48 instead?
Nah.
You don't want that?
Not really, lads, nah.
All right, number 39?
Ooh, yeah, it's a good number, that.
Hey, once belonged to a certain Mr. Apostolos Velios.
Who's that, then?
All right, fine. Let's go number 18, all right? But that's my final offer, pal, all right?
It's just right, the number 44 had a lot of value, you know, to me and the fans, so it's... You know.
And the fans?
Wayne, look, I can't mess Nakatomi around when we've just brought him in. You know, I was going to send him out on loan, but he's actually not shit. And he's got a bright future ahead of him, so we want to make sure he gets settled, okay? So listen, Woody has offered you an incredible number there, and I would like to go one better, okay? What's your current salary?
It's 30.
How about I make that 40 a week? Yeah? How does that sound?
Sounds incredible.
Good. Okay, now, you make sure that you retract any nasty comments that may have been putting off some local sponsors.
Of course.
And I will get that typed up, and you can sign it. I don't know how long, Woody.
We can get that signed this afternoon.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Thanks for coming in, Wayne.
No problem at all, lads. And thank you so much, both of you. It means a lot. Just means... everything. God, wow. I'm on top of the world. I really am.
No, look, the pleasure, all mine. All mine, Wayne. Okay? So take care, mate. Yeah.
What?
Okay, bye, Wayne. Bye-bye now.
Cheers, then. Bye, then.
See, Woody, money answers all the questions.
It's a bit chubby, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he must be injured. You know, been out of the game a bit.
So. He thought fucking highly of himself as well.
Yeah, what was that? It means a lot to the fans nonsense.
Fucking ridiculous.
God, some people on top of the world, honestly. Goodness sake.
Self-centered twats.
Just warning you.
Oh, great, go on.
If we lose to Crystal Palace here at home, I might have a nervous breakdown.
What, like right now next to me?
Well, maybe.
That's embarrassing for me, though.
I don't care, okay? I've had it up to here with this fucking league form, and I'm not prepared to let Roy Hodgson and his team of exceptional track athletes dive their way to all 3 points.
Why don't you just internalise all your pain and have another heart attack? You did okay during your last one.
It wasn't a heart attack.
Yes! Oh! Finally got you to admit it.
Okay, no, well, it was very severe, of course.
Oh, look at that.
What?
They've changed the White Knight's number.
Who have? What?
The Ashwood White Knight. He's number 18 now. There, look. Patrick, are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
You're clutching your chest.
No, yeah, I just got a bit of indigestion. I'm just going to give Woody a quick call. I'll be back in a bit. Oh, quick question, actually. You wouldn't happen to know the mascot's salary, would you?
What? The White Knight's annual salary?
Yeah. Annual?
I don't know. 20, 30 odd? He only works a few days a week.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Are you okay?
Top of the world. Back in a minute.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.